This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. The nonprofit news organization Retro Report is working on a documentary project looking at the high eviction rates in three cities in the U.S., including Fresno. According to Retro Report field producer Daniel Caceres, the roots of Fresno's eviction rates go all the way back to the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 and the discriminatory practice of redlining. That's when people of color are denied access to housing and loans within specific neighborhoods. I spoke with Caceres about the project, and he started by talking about some of Fresno's most vulnerable communities.
Well, throughout the Central Valley, it seems that undocumented immigrants have always been the targets of landlords operating outside of the law. I know this is true today, simply with migrant workers living on some farms in such horrible, horrible conditions. So what of the poor people living in our communities? Many of them are also field workers, restaurant workers, considered essential, some getting paid under the table. Now here we have COVID. How are they living now? And that's what we wanted to find out.
And tell me about some of the things that you have uncovered in the course of your reporting. Give us a sense of the people that you've encountered.
Oh, this has been so amazing. And the people that I've spoken to, I literally pounded the pavement in Southwest Fresno around the Kearney Boulevard neighborhoods in Calwa near Fresno Fairgrounds. Mask on, N95 on, and social distancing. I was always respectful because, well, in case you don't know, up to about when I was about maybe 8 or 9 or 10, I grew up in Calwa. I grew up among, you know, in a farm working family. And so I was always respectful of the people that I spoke to, and many of them were undocumented farm workers. And what I found was, is that the struggle during this time of COVID is just immense on them. They're going through so much with regard to past due bills, and they need to keep their phones on to find work. Restaurants are being closed and open and then closed again. Their children are learning from home. There is no place in the house for them to learn that is of a good amount of space for them to hear what's going on coming through their small, tiny little Chromebooks, and they're behind on rent. Well, how are they going to pay rent if they're not working? And, you know, some of the examples are of a young couple living in South Fresno. They told me that they were being harassed by their landlord. They're both restaurant workers, and they did everything they could to pay the rent. In fact, they paid the rent before even buying food, buying gasoline for their car. The gentleman would walk to work. And they told the landlady that, hey, we're not going to be able to make this month's rent. We could pay you this much. And what they told me was that she was okay with it. There was never any talk of any moratorium on evictions. They weren't aware of it. No one knows if the landlord was aware of it. They had so many bills, like about a $400 water bill, at least a $500 PG&E bill, a power bill, at least a $1,200 telephone bill, and numerous other bills. And on top of everything else, she had just turned in her car so that she could buy a newer used vehicle. When the impacts came from COVID and the shutdown came, well, they lost all of their money that they were putting down on the car, and she no longer had the old car. It was just gone. The stress on them was so much that they separated. And at this time, the landlord was on them. I need the money. I need the money. And he is undocumented and was asking him, are you going to become a documented citizen? Are you going to get married to become a legal resident? And she would come over, as they told me, she would come over, and if they didn't answer the door in time, she would literally go around and knock on windows to try to get them to answer the door. They separated in the end. And they had a little dog. And so the landlord said, that dog is not on the lease, and you have this amount of time to get out. So what started as an informal eviction turned into a formal eviction. That's just one right there. There was a second one in Calwa, South Fresno as well, where the landlord would not recognize the eviction moratorium. And so this person had to get legal help through legal services here in Fresno and was protected. However, during that time, there was leaking water coming from underneath of the bathtub. That water, and he did not know how long, started mold underneath the bed of his three children, young children, the oldest being 12. And he did not know that this was going on. He's cleaning and he turns over the bed and there's over 2 feet of mold. These are the people who are the most vulnerable.
Are there any realistic solutions that are being discussed, both in the short term and in the long term?
Well, Kathleen, there's always something being discussed, but a realistic plan really needs to be fulfilled. So when we talk about short and long-term solutions, well, a plan must come into play, or we will simply have the return of rent-burdened families. And rent-burdened families are those families who are paying over 45, 50% or more toward their rent monthly and struggling to make ends meet. So we need a plan for affordable housing. And prior to COVID, there was a shortage of at least 35,000 homes, affordable rentals for people to be renting. So what we need is more affordable housing.
So you mentioned earlier in the conversation, the eviction moratoriums. Can you just bring us up to date on where those stand?
A tenant cannot be evicted if they missed rent from, well, March through August. And that's when the pandemic hit. And for rent from September through January 31, well, renters must have at least 25% of the monthly rent to be protected from eviction. And this can be paid at any time. But there's people out there who cannot come up with the 25%. And in Fresno alone, there's at least 80,000 rentals. So why are we hearing in California that people are still being evicted? Because landlords have found legal causes to evict. If a tenant didn't prove they are affected by COVID, or they didn't simply tell the landlord and they did not fill in the legal papers that they are required to sign within 15 days of each month. Now, this eviction protection is going to expire. And on February 1, unless there is a, unless our California legislators extend this protection, well, then that means people can be evicted again. And keep in mind, everything will need to be paid by March 2021. Without an extension, people are going to be scrambling to find a place to live. And, you know, us journalists, we're all calling it a tsunami evictions. And many will couch surf with friends, you know, but what of the families, entire families, children in school, what's going to happen to them who are in distance learning if they have to leave the area? So these households will suffer the most unless there's something done in the way of an extension.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for asking me to be here. It's been a pleasure.